That's funny. Yeah, we're not real big on, like, sticking around in a campground. We're more of the type that get up and move every day. We go places. Let's go check this out here. Let's go check that out there. And we'll find a place to sleep tonight. And that might be, you know, just a drive-in campground where there are some services. Or it might be, hey, you know what, let's go out on some BLM land and boondock for the night down a dirt road somewhere. And I wouldn't put it out of the question, too, depending on where we're at in the country at the time, is we can pop up and, you know, spend a night in a Walmart parking lot or a rest area that allows it in some of the western states. So those are all flexible things that kind of suit our style of camping a little bit more. But that being said, it also has the capability to be, you know, fully hooked up, and you get all the amenities that come along with that, too. So we would probably do some of that. But, yeah, you're spot on about, you know, once you're all connected and hooked up and set up, you're kind of stuck there unless you have something else to get you around. And I'm not going to be that guy that has a giant motorhome that pulls a vehicle behind him for that purpose. It's just not the way that I'm going to roll. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's trade-offs both ways. I've thought long and hard about this for a long time, and I think this is the option that's going to suit our style a little bit better.